Weekday with Tim Fleming in the Morning. Someone you know and trust for the latest news, weather, farm, and sports in North Iowa on AM 1300 KGLO.
Hometown News Station, AM 1300 KGLO. Good morning. I'm Tim Fleming, and it's really fun to have a guest in studio with me today. And we have Charlie Fritz, an artist, Charlie Fritz. How you doing, Charlie?
Very good. Thanks for having me.
Oh, good to have you in studio with us. And I know you had a big night last night and a great time at First Citizens Bank. You were commissioned to do some work for First Citizens. Tell us a little bit about that first off.
Well, O.J. Thompson, the chairman of the bank, was approaching me about 10 years ago or more about the possibility of doing something for them. O.J. and I share a love of the West and traditional representational art and things, and I was flattered and honored that he would ask. But at the time, I was pretty consumed with producing this Lewis and Clark project that took me a decade from 1999 to 2009. When that sort of was finished and I was free to start working on other projects, got back in touch with OJ, and we proceeded to think about what would be appealing to the customers, you know, that they have, and also they wanted to pay honor to the agricultural community that's been so integral to their success. And we also wanted the painting to reflect, you know, the success that comes from teamwork, where you have a lender and the agricultural community and that sort of thing that has benefited from that partnership over the years. And we had a good time designing this painting of this large Belgium draft horse with three farm kids, you know, back in the 40s or 50s, clamoring up onto it, and so that's how it sort of came to be.
Oh, wow. It's beautiful. I know you brought in a little bit of the artwork to show me, on metal, as a matter of fact, which is kind of cool to see.
Yes, it's a new product that we've just been able to access here recently, and it's a process of sublimation where the image is put onto this metal, and the colors are just outstanding, and it's a great, great new product for us to offer.
Wow. Well, you're a Mason City guy. This is where you grew up. Your father was in education, and I know that's where you got the art bug, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Dad was an art teacher when he first came to town. He was an art teacher in Charles City first, and they moved to Mason City in 1950, and he taught at the junior college out on the south end of town at the time. And in the Mason City schools, he later became a principal at Washington and Jefferson. But he definitely created an environment of creativity, and we were always doing painting and projects, and I was doing watercolors and pen and inks early on.
And it's stuck with you all these years.
Yes, I was doing those watercolor and pen and inks in my dorm room at Iowa State, and when I was teaching in Boone, I was doing it in the evenings, and one thing led to another. I eventually, after a year and a half, left teaching and started painting full-time in 1978.
And you found your way to the West, you were telling me, which is a great background for the work that you do.
When I was here in Iowa, of course, at that time, it was all the waterfowl and, you know, Maynard Reese Tom Killian up in Minnesota. I was privileged to know a lot of those folks at the Ducks Unlimited banquets and things, and did shows with them. But in 1980, moved out to Montana and found an amazing culture and legacy of art out there. You know, Montana has been full of artists, Frank Tenney Johnson, Charlie Russell, local people like Leroy Green, and full of authors. So it's a very artistic state with a legacy for it and an appreciation for it. So it was a great place to expand my wings out there.
Well, and as a and I can say this, and you're showing me some of the pictures, as a famed artist yourself, you've had a chance to kind of rub shoulders a little bit with some pretty impressive people.
Yeah, thank you. It's been a journey that I never could have anticipated. It's taken me places, and the opportunity to meet and be with people, that it's been a real privilege.
Your art is being shown a number of places right now. Tell everybody where they might see something that you have done.
The Museum of the West down in Scottsdale, Arizona, has a show up right now that is focused on Maynard Dixon, who is a great Western artist, passed away in 1955. But the show includes about 12 of us who have been influenced by his work. And so a couple of my paintings are at the Museum of the West right now down there. I'll be having three paintings in a show at the National Cowboy and Western Heritage Museum in Oklahoma City all summer, which is called the Prix de West Show. It's 100 of the premier artists in this genre, and the Prix de West is kind of the Olympics of this genre of art, and I've been fortunate. This will be my 26th year of being invited to that show. The Lewis and Clark collection, which was here in 2006 at the McNider Museum, is currently being shown at the new museum that took 12 years to design and build down in Springfield, Missouri, by Johnny Morris, the owner of Bass Pro Shops. And it's a fabulous museum. It's a real destination museum. It's worth a 2 or 3 day trip to go down and take it all in. It covers many aspects of natural history and the North American conservation model, and Mr. Morris saw my paintings at another museum and called us and asked if he could include them in his. So we just signed an extended contract for 2 more years of my paintings being there.
Very nice.
Those are a few things.
Very nice. And you've had your work shown locally.
Yes. Yeah. The McNider Museum most of the time has up a painting that Joel and Joyce Haynes from here in town commissioned back in 2002 or 2003, and I did that painting. It's a Lewis and Clark painting, which was a passion of theirs, and so the McNider has that painting.
Wow. What a fabulous career. And I mean, obviously you and I were talking about this too, just in doing some of the work that you do, it takes some travel to get to locations. And I find that fascinating in itself, because you said you were going to go someplace and you thought that would be a couple of days. It took you a week to get from one point to another to see everything and do everything you needed to do, which is kind of a neat way to make a living.
Oh, boy. It's a wonderful way to make a living. I don't know when I'm working or when I'm playing most of the time. So people ask me if I'm going to retire, and I look at them and I say, what would I do, take up painting?
Oh, wow.
But, yeah, I subscribe to the philosophies of painters that go back to England and the French Impressionists, and then my favorite group of artists are some of the illustrators from the Golden Age of Illustration, the first half of the 1900s. And, this is all painting that works from life, tries to capture the light and the luminosity of nature, that you get better paintings when you work from life. So when I'm doing a historical painting, I travel to the spot where the event happened. I do studies there. If there's information available as to what time of day it was, what season it was, of course, then I try and do that. And like the painting that I did for First Citizens, that horse is Prince. Prince belongs to George Miller out in Absarokee, Montana, and George organizes a lot of wagon train trips and things across Wyoming and Montana, and Prince is one of his good horses. And so I've painted Prince from life a number of times, and he's just got great markings. The little fellow to the left that's holding the lead rope is a young fellow from the Montessori school right down the road from me. My friend runs a Montessori school, so I asked her if she could help me find a, little guy for that, and bought coveralls off of eBay in three different sizes. And then, of course, the older kids are, I actually photographed them years ago, and they've grown up to be young adults now. So I go out and I try and get everything from life. I don't make up anything.
Oh, wow. It's amazing to me because just looking at the, it looks like a photograph. And the patience it must take.
So this item, this medal that you have in front of you is, you know, 8x10. The painting, the original out at the bank at First Citizens is 40x57 inches. So it's a very large painting. So when you reduce it down, it looks somewhat like a photograph. But one of the things that I like to accomplish in my genre of art is what I call painterly realism. If you see the painting and look at it up close, it becomes obvious I was having a lot of fun with the paint and I was making the paint behave in certain ways and a lot of texture and that sort of thing. But then if you stand back at the appropriate viewing distance from the painting, it all just kind of sucks together and becomes very realistic looking.
Hmm. I was going to ask you too while I had you in as we're kind of wrapping up here. We're talking with Charlie Fritz, by the way. And in today's world that we live in, everything is geared toward social media and on computers and spending time looking at a screen someplace, especially for the young kids in the development. You know, you talked about growing up in a house where dad was an artist himself and being exposed to the arts and so forth. Are kids getting enough of that, do you think, today?
You know, I think the art programs are one of the first things that kind of take a little bit of a cut when school districts are running short, along with some other important things like music and things. But we know that music and that opportunity to be creative is so important to mental development and brain development. So I don't think you can ever have enough, and we certainly don't want to go into the mode of short shifting on it. That said, I also, it's not my world, but I do understand some of, you know, even artists in my world are younger now. They're 25 up to 40 and things are some of the younger ones. And they have capabilities with this modern technology that I don't happen to use, but they're using it successfully. And it's another form of creativity for sure that is available. And so you got to accept the creativity that comes out of the new opportunities as well.
You know, and that's probably the key word right there too. And it is creativity. It's taking a thought, taking an idea, and turning it into something special, which you have obviously done for the folks at First Citizens, which is very, very nice.
Thank you.
Yeah, Charlie, great to have you in this morning. And I wish I could have been there last night. I had some things changed that I couldn't make it, but I'll be going out to visit with the crew at First Citizens Bank real soon to take a look in person.
Thank you for having me. It was a real pleasure.
You bet. Great to have you in. Charlie Fritz with us today on AM 1300 KGLO Mason City.